Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Somebody once said, Christians are like tea bags. In order to find out what flavor they are, you have to put them in hot water. And that's true.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is, you can't tell by appearance. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Here's a question that came in on our listener call-in and comment line.
Greg from San Leandro, what does it mean by blasphemy against the Holy Spirit? Blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thanks, Greg. That's a good question. It's a frequently asked question. So, what does it mean? Well, what it means is, if someone is inspired, you're not going to encounter a lot of people that go around inspired all the time. You know, the prophets were inspired when they spoke, and the writers of the gospel and the writers of the epistles were inspired. And whatever it means to be inspired, now what does it mean? Well, it takes one to know one, I guess. You just recognize it. You recognize, how can I say this? Truth has a special quality to it when you hear it. I'll never forget. I was living in Chicago. This was a long time ago. I think I was around 30 years old. I was living in Chicago, and I woke up early one morning. I think it was a Sunday morning. I put the radio on, and they were having an interview on one of the big talk stations there in Chicago, and I heard the man that was being interviewed speak, and immediately I sat up in bed and turned the volume up. There was something about the way he said and what he said. I knew there was something special there. I knew it was the truth. And it turns out that it was someone I'd never heard of before. It was Vice Admiral James Stockdale. Vice Admiral James Stockdale was shot down over Vietnam and was held in the Hanoi Hilton, the terrible concentration camp there in Hanoi, for many years. He was tortured and brutalized. He never turned coat. He remained true. He remained loyal. But from his experiences, he learned a lot. And then he wrote a book, a very nice book, called The Vietnam Experience. But anyway, I came to life when I heard him, because he had a quality in what he said. Suffering, intense suffering, softened his soul. And he had a very good spirit. And his words had the ring of truth, which I immediately recognized. The ring of truth. Well, truth has a very special quality, and there are some of us who love the truth, some of us who yearn to hear it, but you go around and people talk, and they talk, and you go here, and you go there, and you go to this group and this meeting and hear this speaker and that speaker, and you watch this YouTube and that audio and listen to that podcast, and see what I mean? And there's nothing there. A lot of words. Yeah, there may be facts in what some of the things they say may have facts in them. But then all of a sudden you hear something that just, it comes to life for you. That's the only way I can say it. And it's the same when I read. I can pick up a book and I can thumb through it. And all of a sudden I see one sentence, one thing, and that's that one thing is what's important for me to know. And how do I know that that's important? How do I know that it's true? Well, there's an internal testimony. Inwardly, something bears witness, silently bears witness to that on the outside, it bears witness. And then there are people on the outside who bear witness. See, it's the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that bears witness. And when you hear the truth being spoken by someone without guile, someone who gets their ego out of the way, someone who has no self-interest, someone who simply speaks the truth and without concern of the consequences, someone who speaks the truth without guile, they get their ego out of the way, they're transparent, and there it is. And you recognize that beautiful quality, and the Spirit within quietly says yes. So, when somebody mocks, scorns, discounts, ridicules that truth and that Spirit that bears witness to the truth, the Spirit that inspires the truth and bears witness to the truth, when somebody does that, that's not a good thing at all. It's a very bad thing. And that kind of an attitude is an attitude of someone who basically hates the truth. See, I know this is hard to believe, but we're not all the same. We're not all the same. You can't tell the difference between people just by looking at them.
Roland talks about Christianity in a common sense way. He wants to see people unshackled, freed from the baggage of the past. We find your zest for discovery and adventure. Keep listening to Shedding Shackles.
And you can't tell who loves the truth and who hates the truth by their appearance. See, some people hate the truth. It could be someone in your own family. And the best example I can give is an example that a man once gave. It's a very good example. I didn't think of it. He thought of it, but it's a good example, so I'm going to use it. He said there could be a party. Let's say there's a party, you know, where people stand around and they have a drink in their hand and they're eating hors d'oeuvres and everybody's talking this or that. Well, maybe at one end of the room, there's Hitler. And Hitler starts to talk at one end of the room. And at the other end of the room is Jesus. And he starts to talk. And then you would see a dividing up. You would see that some people are attracted to Hitler. They kind of like where he's coming from. They like what he has to say. And other people are attracted to Jesus. They like where he's coming from and what he stands for and what he has to say. And you would be surprised that maybe someone in your own family, it could be your own brother or your sister or your mom or your dad or your uncle or your aunt, who goes over toward Hitler and kind of likes what Hitler has to say. It would be a surprise. So we're not all the same, and you can't tell the good ones from the bad ones. Usually until there's some sort of a stress. I'll never forget one time I gave a speech. This was shortly after I was beginning to get better. What? God was turning up the light and I was beginning to get better. And I went and gave a speech at some little local business group. And instead of talking about management strategies and customer relations, and the usual thing, I forget what I talked about. I don't even know what I talked about, but it was something about the truth. And I know what it was. It was about not resenting other people. And I'm laughing because what could be a simpler thing to say than don't resent other people? It's so simple and it's so true. Well, it must have been the way I said it. Maybe the way I said it had a special quality, because the person who had invited me to speak, and she was in charge of this meeting, after I said, and all I said was, don't resent other people, don't resent your wife or your husband, and don't resent, be more forgiving. That's basically what I said. And then after that, I sat down, she said, how could you say that? How could you say that? Like I had done something wrong. Well, everybody just sat there. And she was literally giving me a hard time for having talked about not resenting other people. But then one man stood up in the audience, a perfect stranger. He stood up and he said, well, now, just a minute now. What Mr. Trujillo said is actually true. We shouldn't hate other people, and we need to be reminded. So there you had a whole room. Everyone was against me, most likely, or not really for me, and some were against me. But one man stood up. You see what I mean? So we're not all the same. Some people love the truth and some hate it. And yeah, there's a lot of us who are kind of in the middle for a long time. We kind of like the truth, but we don't like it enough. We still think we can get something from the world. We still think we can make it big in the world somehow. Or there's something that we feel we were denied. And we want to get it before we're willing to commit to the truth and to doing what's right. We want to get what we think we were denied. You know what I mean. But then eventually, we find out it's not important. And then our love of the truth eventually draws us through to the good side. So the Holy Spirit represents, in no uncertain terms, everything about the person who is inspired is innocent. And it wakes you up. And it's true. And it has a special quality. And it's the Holy Spirit. So people who hate truth, well, they're not going to like it. And they feel compelled to resist it and to hate it and to say bad things about it and to deny it and to mock it and to blaspheme and to twist it, twist what was said and distort. But then you know where they're coming from. So maybe people like that, maybe there's no hope for them because they just hate the truth. There's no love of truth in them. Then other people, they love the truth when they hear it, but you don't hear it very often. You don't hear a lot of truth. You hear what passes for truth, but mostly what you get is lies, and then you get some truth, I mean factual statements. But the electric, galvanizing quality of the truth spoken guilelessly and boldly, it's so beautiful. And if you love that, my friend, then you're one of God's own. Yeah, you may not be ready quite yet to commit to Him all the way, but someday you will. Someday you will, because your love of truth, it's like a rubber band. No matter the farther you get away from the truth, the more it pulls you back. And one day, you finally, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you want to come back to the truth. That is beautiful. Listeners in New York are getting the 15-minute version of this program. To hear the whole 30-minute program, go to SheddingShackles.com or GetReadyToPray.com.
Roland would love to hear from listeners. Let him know how much you enjoy listening to Shedding Shackles. Send him an email today to Roland@SheddingShackles.com. You can also send him a letter or donation through the mail. And if you'd like to just leave him an encouraging message, his listener comment line is 510-455-8851. Again, 510-455-8851. And let him know how much you enjoy listening to Shedding Shackles.
Roland will be right back after this short announcement.
I invite you to visit the many resources available at our website, SheddingShackles.com, SheddingShackles.net, or SheddingShackles.us. You can listen to past programs or watch Roland's video lectures. Listen in again next week. Same time, same station.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo. If you've just come in, you're listening to Shedding Shackles. I'm your host, Roland Trujillo. You have to refine your creator. Refine a connection with him. Flow from what you know in your heart. Stand for truth. Be virtuous. Love what is right. Love what is right more than who is right. See, what is right is more important than who is right. Instead of trying to force your way upon other people, you want what is right more than anything else. What is fair is fair. What is right is right, even if it means a personal loss to you, so you have integrity, you understand? So all of these good things come from being close to God. Now, when you are close to God, when you are close to Him, very aware, because for each delicate moment, you want to know the rightness of things. And with that delicate, what's the word to use? It's not a goal, but it's a delicate intent in the background. You're always looking for the rightness of things. You're always willing to admit you're wrong when you're wrong. And when you're right, you're willing to stand about what's right. And if you do something that's not quite right, you admit it. If you say something with anger, then you say, "Oop, I was angry. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I apologize for the anger." See, you always want to have an eye to what is right, what is fair, what is just. It's beautiful. And not only that, but when you're close to God, you realize in the moment, you speak and it comes from the heart and it's right, instead of pre-planning. So that means you also have faith. You have faith that in the moment when you have a need, you will know what to say. God will give you what to say. And if he doesn't give you anything to say, then you'll just say nothing and that'll be right. Say nothing is right. But you have faith. You stop pre-planning. You stop making speeches. You stop trying to run it through your intellect and come up with something clever. You just stand there and then speak spontaneously from the heart. And that's beautiful. And the other person sees that. And they respect it. See? And they may come to love it. When they love that in you, that good in you, which is not you, it's from God. That good in you, which is not you, it's from God, because you're willing, because you want to know the truth, and you're willing to admit the truth, and you want what is right more than what is right more than who is right. It's important to you. Then that in you, when they love that in you, them, it's the same as loving God. See? So when your child grows up, the good that they saw in you, that they respected and loved, when they grow up, then at some point they can transfer that love of what they saw in you to God. And then they have it. See what I mean? So you awaken people to the light. You awaken them to what's right, and you awaken them to the light. The same light that is in you is in them. See? So it's just beautiful. So that is what being there means. So I hope I did a decent job of trying to explain it. It's not easy to talk about. Now, I wanted to mention, I'm working on a new book. It's about what I just talked about. But in the meantime, some of you have relationship issues. You have a situation where your wife is asking you for a divorce, or communication with your kids is not good, or you're arguing all the time, or your in-laws are driving you crazy. You know, family relationship issues. I have, at my website, made my latest relationship book. I've written several, but the latest one is called Roland on Relationships. It's a compilation of some of my best articles that I wrote over the years about some of these issues. I have made it available to read for free. The whole book you can read for free, or best yet, you look for the chapter that deals with your particular issue. Go to that first. You know what I mean? So how do you find it? Well, when you go to my website, sheddingshackles.com, you go to sheddingshackles.com, and up at the top is a slideshow that moves by, and it has freedom, it has coping, it has a slide about meditation, it has a slide about resources, but it has a slide there that is about relationships. And when you click on that one, on that slideshow image, it's a man and a lady there standing. When you click on that, then it'll take you to a place where you could read my book or read the relevant parts, or at least to scan it. And you at least it'll be, you'll know it's there as a resource. And that would be nice. So that's free. It's my gift to you. Incidentally, all my books are on Amazon.com in both Kindle edition and quality paperback. If you've got issues, if you're arguing all the time with your partner, if you want to put the love back in your marriage and improve communication with your kids, then you'll want to get the book. Right now, it's free. Free to read at the website and free to download at the website. But if you want to get it in Kindle or quality paperback, just go to Amazon.com. Basically, that book, and maybe with the little meditation that I have that's also free, maybe those would get you started toward being there, toward getting closer to God. Yeah, I love the scripture. I believe it's inspired and I love it. Okay? But when I read this, what it is, for example, I listen to Christian radio. I listen and listen, and you know, everything goes in one ear and out the other. But then all of a sudden, and it's often a Bible verse. The person quotes a Bible verse, and that Bible verse, hearing that, awakens me to what I know in my heart. And then I say, "Oh, I see it very deeply," or "I see an aspect of it I never saw before," or "I understand it for the first time." I see. But what is important is the inner testimony. See, the spirit within bears witness to the truth, to what that Bible verse means. And I realize and I see, and it brings joy. Then I could sit down and write a book about it, which is a flow of insights that come from the realization. All right? So with my book, you know, I mean, some people are hungry for this. They're hungry for something true and something that's honest. And so, yeah, then you could devour the whole book. But it's also nice just to read a little bit. Start reading a little bit until you see something. Oh, I see how this applies to my relationships with people. And then you can go out in the world with that delicate idea in the background of your mind and go through the day, and you'll have more realizations about it. So it's beautiful. Light leads to light, understanding to understanding, and you grow. And I have something that can help me to do that. It's the little meditation that I have. It's only like 7 or 8 minutes long. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. It shows you, it's like a little biofeedback. I even have a little hand-warming exercise, which is also good. It's a little form of biofeedback, just like you might learn at a seminar, you know, at work or something about, you know, reducing stress. But the way I make it, it's kind of nice. Because as I make it, and as I speak it, I also have in mind the spiritual dimension. So it adds something to it. Something intangible, but something that makes it really, really nice. So please get my meditation, or if you like, the hand-warming exercise, either one or both. Listen to them give them a try. They're totally free at SheddingShackles.com.
We all know that we are supposed to be reasonable, forgiving, and patient. But it is hard to do so when under pressure. Religious faith traditions, philosophy, psychology, and even old-fashioned folk wisdom often point out the benefits of not getting angry, acting prudently, and loving each other by practicing principles of patience and forgiveness. But when under stress, we become upset or angry. We then often say the wrong thing or feel the wrong thing, resentment. When we keep failing to apply the principles we have learned, we become frustrated and angry at ourselves. But all this does is add another layer of upset. We all know we are supposed to be calm, more forgiving, and patient. But we don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of remaining patient and more forgiving.
When you are not upset, you regain mental clarity, make fewer mistakes, and begin seeing creative solutions to your issues. Knowing that you can cope removes the fear factor and permits you to start living positively and enjoying better relations with your loved ones. By learning this simple technique of how to remain centered and calm, you are pre-armed with mindfulness. It is anger and upset that wash away patience and reason. In other words, you can learn how to hang on to your patience by not becoming upset in the first place. Learn the secret of staying calm in the face of stress today. You've tried solving your issues the hard way. Now how about trying the effortless way? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation.
Email Roland now at Roland@SheddingShackles.com. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.